ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jurors resumed deliberations this morning in the case of Hunter Biden, accused of lying on the form to buy a firearm in 2018. ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
It's a pretty straightforward case legally. I mean, the defense has provided a possible answer if you want to find not guilty, which is this idea that the prosecution has the burden to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. And the defense is essentially saying, are you sure it was knowingly? Did he know that he was a drug addict at that moment?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East, urging Hamas to accept the hostage release deal with Israel on the table. The UN Security Council this week voting in favor of an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Apple jumping into the race to bring generative AI to more people during its Worldwide Developers Conference. The tech giant announced it's getting help from OpenAI's ChatGPT technology. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waupun says there's no need to close the local state prison. The lockup is 176 years old, and four inmates died there in the last year. Ron Bishop says the problems at the prison are for state officials to solve. The Department of Corrections is Waupun's leading employer. Observers say four state Senate seats are competitive this year as Democrats try to take the majority in as soon as 2 years.
If you don't win all four, you're okay. You can get there. If you win just two, that's really tough. That makes it challenging. So for Democrats, they want three. Three gives them a pretty good chance for 2026.
J.R. Ross of WisPolitics speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Taxes could rise by $1,300 for the average Madison property owner over 4 years under the current plan from the school board. A work group met last night to discuss referendums that could go on the ballot in November. The district is considering asking taxpayers for $600 million to keep the lights on and upgrade some schools and build new ones. Districts all over the state have gaps in their budget because the school funding formula hasn't been meaningfully updated in 30 years. New Superintendent Joe Gothard.
We need greater revenue for public schools in the state of Wisconsin. This is not a Madison thing.
The full school board will vote on this on June 24th. And there's a new playground on the west side. Oak Park Heights Park off Odana Road is officially open. It's a small one, but leaders say having these in as many neighborhoods as possible make life better for the families who live there. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers minicamp is underway.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are holding practices this week before their summer break. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, has the team ruled out using a one-year franchise tag on quarterback Jordan Love?
I don't think we would ever say that. You know, things can change, but that's not what we're focused on. We've got, you know, a lot of time here, and I think the thought process is to get Jordan locked up and move forward that way.
The Packers announcing family night will be Saturday, August 3rd. The team holding a practice in pads inside Lambeau Field, followed by fireworks. Tickets still just $10 per person. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Blue Jays. For game two of their three-game series, the crew winning 3-1 last night. Milwaukee running out of pitchers. Pat Murphy telling reporters 25-year-old lefty Robert Gasser likely done for the season, along with Wade Miley, Brandon Woodruff. But that means 22-year-old right-hander Carlos Rodriguez will get his first major league start tonight for the Brewers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and 73. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday, warmer with a high near 86. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday night, a low of 66, and more storms Thursday.
Right now, it's 55.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Catherine Eden, professor at Princeton University. We'll discuss the impediments that poverty poses to kids and learning.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Trump, no matter what his team may have told your reporter, Trump doesn't care about issues. There is no issue in this election for him other than revenge and getting elected so that he can stay out of prison. And that's what he's going to keep going with because it clearly obsesses him, as it should, considering how many more criminal indictments he faces.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tom Nichols.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me.
Thank you, Chris.
He's good.
Oh, Joe, did you send your shut-up thing?
Yes.
Oh.
I haven't pulled it yet.
Oh, okay. I love it. Jody is so wildly talented. Oh, my God. I love that song. She has a new shut-up song that's going directly in our shut-up canon because we're going to need it a lot before November.
Well, it's only and about it's, 6 seconds long is all
I know,
I grabbed.
But it's snarly and it's sexy and it's like, arr. It's very Manhunt. Okay. I'll stop doing that in a second. Okay.
You need to be wearing leg warmers to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and a shirt
and eating
that's
a
off
lobster,
your shoulder.
And taking my bra off under my shirt.
And your shirt is off your shoulder.
Hello, we're from the Flashdance era. We've come to help.
I mix that eating lobster scene with the scene of Daryl Hannah eating lobster in Splash, where she just takes a bite out of it.
Oh, I know, because I love my damn lobster as much as my mom did.
Right.
So I love those scenes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Okay. I know. Okay. Oh, first of all. Chris,
uh-oh.
Just because this makes me happy, because it was Probation Officer Day yesterday.
Yes, right. It was.
Who said Trump has crossed a great divide in society. The divide between convicted criminals and the rest of society is sharp, real, and typically enduring. Donald Trump now finds himself on the wrong side of that divide. If he doesn't win in November, even to an extent if he does, he likely will remain on that barren side of American life, subject to government oversight that normal citizens don't have to endure for the rest of his life. Who said that?
Officer Krupke.
No. That was a good guess. No, our friend Harry Lipman, who wrote a fantastic piece for the Atlantic.
Okay.
Who just made me happy. Chris.
Uh-oh.
Who said the New York City Police Department is seeking to revoke his license to carry a concealed weapon? 37 countries, including Canada and the United Kingdom, have laws prohibiting felons from entering. That seems like that might be a problem. Today, when he has his first condition performance as a convict, an interview with the probation officer that can cover any number of factors for consideration in the office's sentencing recommendation. Chief among those most problematic for Trump is acceptance of responsibility for the crime. Generally speaking, defendants, even unrepentant ones, know to at least feign remorse at this stage, but is constitutionally incapable of admitting guilt. Who said that?
Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
No, Harry Lipman, our legal lad. This latest level of Trump humiliation. Can I just say, Joyce Vance said the same thing we said yesterday and Tristan Snell said. Why does he get to have his attorney there? No one gets to have their attorney there. Why is there, they got to stop me. I understand the not in the courtroom security and other, you know, convicts being identified and blah, blah, blah. He's just a problem. He's chaos wherever he goes. So I understand that part. But they have to stop giving him special...
Yeah, why couldn't the probation officer fly down to Florida, be there in person, right. do all the blood tests and the urine tests and everything? And
right.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
New York could have spent that little bit of money to do that.
Exactly. Remember, it's like Bush and Cheney got to go together and hold hands to the 9/11 thing so they can get their lies straight or the Iraq investigation, whichever. I'm having a hard time keeping war crimes apart. Can we just get a group deal with Netanyahu and Bush and Cheney still at The Hague? Is it too late?
A group deal?
Well, Jackson,
yes, a group deal. We'll resend them all to The Hague.
Yeah, we'll send them with a Groupon.
Yes, okay. Yes. Can you get a Groupon for war crimes, Chris?
As soon as Jack Smith is done with Donald, he can go and prosecute them at The Hague.
Sure.
Fantastic. Okay, so, but here's the thing. So I was listening to Joyce Vance this morning, and, you know, what they determine at this, oh, please, talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Yeah, that look you gave
Joey
me was like.
Joey buries me under a tsunami of new things when I've done all my old things. From yesterday, and then last night, and then this morning, and then what happens? There's more things. There's always more things.
Like, new things like Trump wants to bring back the draft?
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to that yet. It's a long article. Oh, my God. Okay, here's my point. Joyce Vance just said, so they look at background, social background, financial background. Oh, okay, well, convicted of financial fraud. Mm-hmm. Rapist.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that again from the judge. He said it is...
It's rape.
Yes, thank you. Mental health. How about they just play the shark thing from right to evaluate the mental health thing? Physical health. Oh, dear Jesus. How about have them try to do, I don't know, one push-up or one sit-up? Remember the presidential fitness exam we had to take?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember those.
One of those things. One. Do one.
Pull-ups were my nemesis.
Same.
Oh, God.
Same. Yeah, that thing sucked. I hated that.
A friend of mine tried to get me to do
pull-ups. I could do better now than I did in school.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
A friend of mine tried to get me to do pull-ups at the gym for the first time in, like, I don't know, 40 years. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I did it. I did 10
and
of them.
This,
I'm like, okay.
This explains why Chris looks like the Hulk today. Because
right,
and then did they kick sand in your face?
It was wide grip. I was able to do 10 of them. I'm like, okay, go me.
Good. Girls don't have the same shoulder strength. I'm very weak in my shoulders. That's where I use the pink weights is shoulder press.
If you're doing pull-ups with shoulders, then you're doing it wrong.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, let's move on through our probation review.
All right.
What? It's these muscles.
Right.
It's also your lats.
Yeah.
All right. I'm coming with you today to do some pull-ups at the gym.
Oh, God. We're going to go to the gym together?
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Me just hang in there like that cat. Hang in there. It's almost Friday. Just feel like the boneless cat. Chris, lift me. Okay, anyway.
Just tie a knot and hang on.
It's almost Friday. Okay. All sorts of information lines. The judge needs to decide what's the most appropriate sentence under the law for this defendant. You know, it's so funny how Joe Biden is really old and decrepit until it's time for sentencing. And now Jonathan Turley and others are like, oh, he's so elderly. Uh-huh. Trump is such an...
Yeah, he's elderly.
2 years younger than Biden.
Saying that he's elderly, though, that's
right.
Fantastic.
Right. Anyway, Joyce Vance said, what's so unusual here is Donald Trump had his lawyer sitting next to him. Trump has to have a lawyer. Making sure his answers don't subject him to any sort of inappropriate write-up in the report is a little bit startling. This is supposed to be a candid conversation between a convicted defendant and a probation officer. Yes, once again, we ask, why does he get special treatment?
Because there are two tiers of justice.
And do you think the guy did the actual physical, no, don't speak? Do you think he actually put his hand, no.
No, don't speak. Don't speak. No, silence.
You saw the hand come into the Zoom call from the side.
Just from the Zoom call, just a hand. Okay, I had
then he could have done the nipple thing with the hand.
Oh, yeah, that thing. That weird thing that you do.
Thing that Chris does. Okay. Oh, someone said for my big lie about my age, I need to circle much higher if I'm going to say that I'm 42.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or get a lift.
All right,
like I
had to. Jody, this, I know. I understand many of us are so annoyed by him and his speech, but I just, this is one of those I had to print the transcript as well because I was like, I saw little clips yesterday, but I was like, was that shark electric boat thing as crazy as I?
It's worse reading it almost.
I know. You would move away from this person at a bus stop. This, yes. This is.
You know, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
Right. So, I just thought because yesterday was the mental fitness, you know, probation review, you just, the fact that this, how many pages does this go on? Imagine listening to this in 110 degree heat. But Joe Scarborough made this point this morning that, and I've said this before, any one of whatever, if Joe Biden did any of this, we're just, but he was talking once again about the mainstream media, just like, oh, well, have you read this thing? Have you heard any of it? It's so insane.
It's harder. It's more weird when you read it.
And it's a sir story. Mm-hmm. It's a sir with sir. Tears in our eyes story.
Right.
So, you know, it's complete bull. Mm-hmm. Some boat owner. What did he also say? He sells hundreds and hundreds of boats every month. Does anyone sell hundreds and hundreds?
No.
No.
Not even the boats. Best boat dealers.
He sells hundreds. He's a terrific guy. Anyway.
And he's from MIT.
He's not from. He's like,
a boat dealer from MIT.
No, that's how he referred to the guy.
No. Trump said he was referring to himself because he always says the thing about his uncle went to MIT.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, he didn't go to MIT.
I know. I'm like, what, you drove by it? He's like, oh, I'm very smart probably because, you know, the connection to MIT. What do you mean, connection? You drove by once? Your uncle went there? Oh, my God.
MIT, I have a friend who went there. That doesn't make me smart.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched Rachel Maddow. She went to Stanford.
That doesn't make me
smart. I watched Joy Reid. She went to Harvard. Okay. Anyway, I just, so it started. We have a country that's in trouble. We're going to end the mandate on electric. One day they want to make all boats, too.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no mandate to make all boats electric.
No.
Let's just start with that. I went to a boat company in South Carolina. The boat, I said, how is it?
What? How's the boat?
It floats.
Or the company?
He said, it's a problem, sir. They want to make all electric boats. Okay, this is just complete. This is like a story that's not just crazy. It's just completely based on a lie.
Right.
Like, you know,
well,
none
I
of
mean,
this happened.
That's his stock
trade. Oh, I love
trade.
This part. Hang on. So I said, let me ask you a question. He said, nobody ever asked this question. So before you asked the question, he said, no one's ever asked this. He starts to lose the thread of his own story before. And that's where he says, and it must be because of MIT, my relationship to MIT.
His uncle.
We're going to Boston soon for Sexy Liberals.
Yes.
I'm going to be Harvard adjacent. So my relationship with Harvard. My relationship to MIT, very smart. He goes, I say, what would happen if this boat sank from its weight? And you're in the boat, and you have this tremendously powerful battery, and the battery's now underwater, and there's a shark. It's approximately 10 yards over there. Is this going to come up on the debate, do you think? Is this going to be on the test? By the way, a lot of shark attacks lately. You notice that? A lot of shark. Just a lot of shark. Singular. All right, should we let him tell a little? Yeah, because it's even stupider when he says it. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Because of MIT, my relationship to MIT,
is very smart.
He goes, I say, what would happen if the boat sank from its weight and you're in the boat and you have this tremendously powerful battery and the battery's now underwater and there's a shark that's approximately 10 yards over there.
Motorboats have batteries.
Someone was watching
All motorboats have batteries.
Right.
And they're maritime batteries. They can get wet.
Yeah.
Someone watched a Shark Week marathon and have a nightmare. Did you watch Open Water again?
We had boats, like ski boats, growing up. I water skied all growing up. And all boats have batteries.
Yeah. Okay. All of them.
Are you trying to make some cogent points about this story? Is that what you're trying to do?
We're saying how dumb he is.
But yeah, he's amazed that boats have batteries.
Right.
By the way, a lot of shark attacks lately. Do you notice that? A lot of shark. I watched some guys justifying it today. Well, they weren't really that angry. They bit off the young lady's leg because of the fact that they were not hungry, but they misunderstood who she was. These people are crazy. He said there's no problem with sharks. They just didn't really understand a young woman swimming now really got decimated and other people too. A lot of shark attacks. So I said...
The girl should have used the technique that you used at Studio 54 in the 70s. She should have said, don't you know who I am?
Well, the shark is in the bear's house.
No. Shark is in the shark's house. Oh. She's in the shark's house.
And he's talking about sharks in Nevada. Where
I'm sure that family
ocean.
Enjoyed that story.
It's good.
Well, he's also talking like shark attacks are a new thing.
Right.
Hey, and in Nevada?
Wait, Chris, there's more.
Oh, God.
So there's a shark 10 yards away from the boat. 10 yards. Or here. Do I get electrocuted if the boat is sinking, water goes over the battery, the boat is sinking? Do I stay on top of the boat and get electrocuted? Or do I jump over by the shark and not get electrocuted? Because I will tell you, he didn't know the answer. He said, you know, nobody's ever asked me that question.
Well,
I said, I think it's a good question. No. I think there's a lot of electric current coming through that water. But you know what I'd do if there was a shark or you get electrocuted? I'll take electrocution every single time. I'm not getting near the shark.
Okay.
So we're going to end that. We're going to end it for boats. We're going to end it for trucks.
Okay. All right. You know what? Let's, as excited as we all are, Donnie, let's not skip ahead to the sentencing. We're just at the probation hearing. We can figure out all that, you know, electrocution or shark, you know.
So is he saying that...
Since we're doing everything differently for you, yes.
Is he saying that electricity is in the shark's house?
Yes.
Yes. And I think he went on to say that if you if you drink bleach and shove a UV light up your ass before you jump in the electrocuted shark water, you'll be fine. And also don't forget the horse paste, because sharks hate that.
Stay out the woods too. Don't go fooling around with the bears either. The bears will eat you up. That's what they're supposed to do, because you're in their house. You know, when animals come in my house, they end up on the plate.
They
get ate up. So the same thing happens when you go to their house. So stay out of the ocean, okay? That's the shark's
house.
You know, can you imagine how excited the shark would be to see me land up on the plate in his house?
I mean, duh.
I love that lady. I love shark's house lady. Yeah. Bear's house, shark's house.
They
I
end
just,
up on
you
the
know,
plate.
Chris, I know that we have a lot else to talk about. It's just how seaworthy Martha Ann is this morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she hates
but
the
it's
game.
Just, I
wow,
have to,
she hates
I,
the game.
She really hates
can
the game.
Can we stop to take, like when John Comstock hit me in the stomach with a basketball during a dodgeball game when I was in fourth grade, we have to stop every now and again and go, oh, my God,
oh
that guy
my
is
God.
Possibly could have the nuclear codes again, that guy.
Martha Ann, she gets triggered way too easily.
Yes, she does.
Super seaworthy.
Wow.
Wow-wee.
What a snowflake.
Oof. Mm. They're all about revenge. Can I just say whole party?
Oh, yeah.
Kevin McCarthy's going on a tour to primary the people that voted against him, like Nancy Mace. Trump's supporting Mace, even though she's attacking his stupid followers. Mm-hmm. I can't keep up with them. Martha Ann's going to get revenge against everybody. I can't figure out, where did she get her wigs? Because, okay, I know I'm late. 22 minutes after the hour. Well, you got me going on Martha Ann.
Well, we can continue that after the break.
All right. 22 minutes after the hour. JoJo from Jersey, Charlie Pierce coming up. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nacho's Blend. Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer. These are true stories.
Whee.
Says about his dog, Larry.
Larry.
Hi, Larry. Does he have a curly and mole? Please tell me he does. Larry loves Nature's Blend. That's what I know. He said, I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry is 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5. I love feeding Nature's Blend to Bonnie and Clyde because they get the zoomies. Zoomy, zoomy, yes. Zoom.
Is that Larry the land-loving Labrador?
Yes, apparently. Larry the landslide Labrador.
There we go.
Nature's Blend, freeze-dried raw, shelf-stable, not messy. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, it is minimally processed, naturally full of nutrients. Bam! That's the raw freeze-drying process. Bam! It's all packed in there, the flavor and the nutrients.
So Emeril Lagasse puts it in there.
Bam! Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures.
Yay!
Beef-flavored dog treats. Whee! DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness. Well, I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Enter that promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. You're ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. Enter the promo code Miller for that exclusive 30% savings. That is 30% off CozyEarth.com/Miller with that promo code Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college.
Oh my God, what? $10,000 match day.
Again!
Free speech TV land. I mean, now is the time, yes. I'm telling you, to save democracy. I'm not kidding. I'm not being hyperbolistic.
I don't think that's a word.
No, it's not a word.
It's time to save the U.S. of A., the good old U.S. of A.,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Freespeech.org. The match day is a perfect day to, yes, to give and to keep all your democracy warriors here on this wall on, yes, Free Speech TV. We really, really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
They got your back.
Snarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library.
Stephanie Miller.
Bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt, bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt, bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you gotta.
What? Are you saying I look fat in these pants, Chris? I know that's what you're saying.
That's not what he's saying at all.
Yeah, he is. He played this for a reason. He played this for a reason.
I wish I had one. I have a long, wide, flat ass.
It's fantastic.
Paper plates.
How many years have I told you you have a spectacular ass?
Thank you.
All of them.
This will haunt your dreams. That's Rudy's mugshot. Yeah, Jesus.
He really does look like Simon Bar Sinister there.
Does he not look like a cartoon villain?
Yes.
Look at him. The Maricopa County. This, I was like, which criming? Maricopa County have released Rudy Giuliani's mugshot taken as part of the Arizona fake electors case. There he is. Check it out. So you don't show that to your kids.
You're going to have a nightmare.
Don't show that to your kids. Yeek. Does exactly Simon Bar Sinister.
Yes.
Or maybe a little bit the melting Nazi.
A little bit.
Someone said they watched Raiders the other day just to remind us that Nazis bad.
Nazis are bad.
Remember? Right. Nazis bad. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce and JoJo from Jurors all coming up.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Madison, it's time to rock the gamma ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl. Oh, yeah. All about that girl.
Iron Plow.
Gonna rock it tonight.
And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Crime Prevention Council and the Ad Council.
Hey kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent. Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Yeah.
But it also would be absurd to send him to jail. He is an elderly first offender, nonviolent crime, in a very controversial prosecution.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan Turley. And yet, Donald Trump is 11 billion years younger and fitter than Joe Biden, right. We're told every day on Fox News. Huh. Mm-hmm. Hey, they didn't carry, Fox didn't carry the shark speech. Isn't that weird?
Yep.
It's almost like they're trying to hide, you know, his dementia from their audience.
Hmm? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but they did do a fake bull thing where they made it seem like Joe Biden couldn't find his chair.
Right.
Uh-huh, I saw that, yeah.
This is what someone said. They have to make up about Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. They can't, right? Remember they did the footage about, oh, look, he was waving to no one. And he was not waving to no one. They just cut the footage together so it looked like
Donald
that.
Is waving to no one in New York.
Yeah, thank you. Unless he's paying them. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Chris, who said Donald Trump will soon see firsthand that the divide between convicted criminals and the rest of society is sharp? His convictions are indelible and their consequences will be enduring. Who said that?
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
No, I already told you. It's Harry Lipman, our legal lad in The Atlantic. Fantastic piece that makes me happy. Hi, as does Karen in Chicago.
Yes.
Hi, boo 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 foo foo foo. Little lamb chop face. Hi.
Hello, good. Hey, good
lamb
morning.
Lamb chop face.
Monkey bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lamb chop. I'll take it.
Who's my little boo monkey? That's a boo monkey. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I've been single for a while ago.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to see you. When am I going to see you? In August. So I'll give you an extra hug with a lot of boobage.
Ooh, lots of booby, booby, booby. Okay, sorry, Karen. Go ahead.
I just have to say...
Are you going to motorboat Karen?
Yes,
she is.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It won't be the first time. It's the day that ends in Y.
Yeah, why would this time be any different? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to say this. So mainstream media, forever. I mean, this is when I miss Eric Bullard so very much.
Yeah.
Because they have been allowed to peddle this narrative, shape public opinion, that the Republican Party is pro-family, pro-life, better on the economy. There are statistics that show provably they don't stand by, you know, they are not law and order. They are not better for the housing market. They're not better for the stock market. And yet this narrative has been able to be perpetuated by the media with zero presenting of the facts and the statistics that is not the case.
Yeah.
And now we have Donald Trump going out there and just and it is important. I think, like, we didn't show it for a long time. The media wasn't showing it. I do think right now they have to do that. They have to play him as nuts and as, like, visceral reaction as we have. I think it's important that they play that. Because, and then every time the media has a Republican sitting down for an interview, I think that they have to ask them, look, we saw Donald Trump say this, this, and this. Is this really the best that the Republican Party has to offer?
Yeah.
And don't let them steer it in, you know, the whataboutism.
And by the way, they love to do these, you know, push these bolt polls, these, you know, push polls. Mm-hmm. They're not likely voters, yada, yada. Let me give you two examples today of the clickbait and fear-mongering, you know, stories we've gotten over and over. Santiago Mayer said the new Yahoo YouGov poll has President Biden leading among young voters by 20 points. It's basically 60-40. Turns out Gen Z doesn't want a convicted felon as president. How many times have we heard young people, blah, 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 over this Gaza Gaza thing? Hold on. Remember, how often have we heard, oh, Gaza, Biden's going to lose? Biden maintains 2020 lead among Trump and Jewish Americans. Despite sharp divide over Israel policy, he maintained the same lead among Jewish Americans over Trump as he did in 2020. Again, like 60-20, 60% to 20%, essentially. Mm-hmm. I'm rounding up and down. Mm-hmm. But there you go. How many times have we heard those stories?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. And I mean, the conversations that I'm having with people, and these are people that don't marinate in it like we do. Yeah. And they're just like, they are just bewildered that this is what's going on with the Republican Party. And I just remember back in 2016, too, you know, during the Republican primaries, having conversation with Republican coworkers, and they'd be like, look, I'm not crazy about Hillary Clinton, but Donald Trump is nuts, like certifiably, demonstratively nuts, right? Yeah. And I mean, we I don't know how they voted.
We have to take a moment, as you know, numb as we all are, to say yesterday the candidate for president on the Republican side had to meet with his probation officer. I mean, it's just like we can't allow ourselves to, right, to become numb to all of this. Covey tweeted, today the Party of Law and Order nominee for president will sit for a probation interview after he was convicted on 34 felony charges. Sunday Divine said, Trump has four times more experience being arrested than winning the popular vote. Thank you. Good point. And Butterwise says, do you know who isn't meeting with their probation officer today? The email lady. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, how about this poll? Have you seen this one anywhere? More Americans think Trump should get prison than not. Same Yahoo YouGov poll. More Americans believe Trump should be sentenced to time behind bars than not. The polling shows a slight uptick in approval for Biden over Trump. That's because we do live in the stupidest timeline. You're like,
I mean,
all right, he's not the felon. Okay. So they're at 46-44% in this poll, which is still, I know, astounding and vomitous, but okay. Slightly more Americans think Trump should get a prison sentence, 43% than think he should not, 40%. A full 64% of Americans now say it is important that voters get a verdict in Trump's trials before the 2024 general election. You think? Think that might be somehow, you know, relevant?
Connected.
Yeah, exactly. Connected. Oh, look at this, Jody. We've gotten yet another Emily again.
Yes, she really wants you.
I hope you're having a great week so far. I'm just reaching back out to remind you of the Stephanie Miller Show's nomination in the Parent and Baby Awards. 2024. An award program that has been lovingly nurtured into its seventh year. Oh. It would be wonderful to have you involved in this year's awards. We look forward to shine a light on the companies and individuals. That's me, Chris. Frankly, you childless losers have been no help at all in my achieving this goal.
Should I bring some grandnieces and nephews over?
Sure.
Has anybody
on
the show ever
procreated? My nieces and nephews are in their 50s. What?
Has anybody on the show ever procreated?
No.
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 Oh, well, no. But we don't. We're not.
Well, John has.
No.
Okay. Hal.
Hal. Hal. I mean, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well.
But in this room.
We're talking about the regulars in the room.
Right. None of us have.
No.
No.
Not even close.
No.
You think you have sex with a woman like this with your hand, like at a party, and so good luck. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not done yet. The companies and individuals, that's me, who go above and beyond to make the lives of parents and their families easier, healthier, and more joyful. And we thought the Stephanie Miller Show would be a perfect candidate. Well, who doesn't, Emily? Thank you. Oh, and we have to click here to accept nomination, and what? And does that go right to my Venmo account, or...
Yes.
Okay. We will be respectfully declining, Emily, but thank you for your recognition of my...
She doesn't need to send a reminder.
I have always said I believe children are the future. How dare you? Okay, where was I?
Children run screaming from you.
Yes, they do. I've never had a trick-or-treater ever in 20 years living here. I'm that lady, right?
You are, aren't you?
Don't I?
Yep.
I'm not the razor blade and the apple lady. I'm not the lady that gives raisins. You've never even given me a chance, you little
bastard. You're the lady that says,
You little germ wagons. Yeah. You little bastard. You little carpet munchers.
Get off. What? Carpet munchers?
Oh, I meant to say ankle
that?
Biters.
She just said something I don't think she was supposed to say.
I apologize. I got my... See, this is why I probably am not going to win the parenting award this year. I mixed up my phrase.
You're always like, get off my lawn, you damn kids, or I'll turn the hose on.
Right. That's me. Uh-huh. Except my hose doesn't work very well. I need to get...
A better hose?
Yeah.
To wash the kids off?
And I watch a lot of infomercials late at night. You'd think I'd have a better hose, but I don't. It's so leaky and terrible when the thing is gone off the top.
You can order one online.
Yeah, I don't know.
How long has your gardener been asking for a new hose?
No. He hasn't. I don't have a gardener. Shut up. God, I hate you so much. Sarah Reese Jones tweets, a new FBI report found that violent crime has decreased by 15.2% under Biden, while President Trump oversaw the largest spike in the murder rate in a century. Again, mainstream media, anybody covering that, or just the constant lies of that they all say it's the opposite, the crime that we're out of control crime-ridden hellhole. I love, what do you call it? Governor Josh Shapiro said to Trump directly, he said, stop talking about America, right? We're the greatest country in the world. He just, that's all his campaign is talking about America. Mm-hmm. It's, okay. Where am I? Oh, Richard Chu from WCPT Chicago's here. Hi, Richard. Hello.
Hey, what's happening, Radio Sister on the West Coast?
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing?
My brother from another mother.
On your nomination.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So I have two more comments. First of all, when you're here this summer, Karen and I are going to put you into a straight non-lesbian sandwich between me and her.
Oh.
That's going to be fun for you.
Wow, wee, that is a lot of fluidity.
Yes, it will
I'll
be.
I'll be the fluffer to your nutter, Richard, any day.
Well, trust me.
He started the sandwich stuff.
That flufferingness.
Pardon me?
I did. It was by design. I didn't by accident. But, Chris.
Hi. Yes.
You're right about everything, and you're wrong about everything. But ultimately, you're right about everything. And I've been meaning to say that for a while.
Well, thank you.
Just because it kind of completes the loop that he's so wrong, it sometimes intersects with right.
Like a stop.
Yeah.
It intersects with right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And then thirdly, then this is the part, brace yourselves, guys.
Uh-oh.
Jody,
yes.
No matter if it's flat, long, wide, or whatever,
you want to tap that?
Ass is an ass. And if you got one, swing it, sister.
That's right.
Do we have her shut-up song? It's super
That's
sexy.
Right. I knew you'd get it. I knew you'd get it. There you go.
Yeah.
That's all
you like
I
to tap
say,
that
guys.
Bubble butt? Is that what you're saying? You want to see all that junk,
married.
All that junk inside
She's
her trunk?
It. She's married. She's married. She's married.
She's
so
still got
lots of
nice junk in her trunk.
Stop trying to.
Listen, I can look, but I won't touch.
All right.
Jody, Jody, pinch her on her leg for saying that about you. Like
she
that.
Can't reach.
I can't reach.
And she's got like monkey arms, and she still can't reach.
Throw something at her.
All right.
So no political content this morning. Just shout out to my wonderful family on the West Coast. And send you guys some love.
You know what? You talked over all of my rap lyrics. You would never be invited on Ari Mulber. I mean, I was not done saying that.
I wouldn't need to. Like, I'm with Chris on this.
Baby got back.
Own, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Baby got back. Jody's got back.
Yeah. See? That's right. That's how
red beans and rice didn't miss her.
Okay.
All right. L.A. faced with an Oakland booty.
No, it didn't.
Yes.
No, none of that.
My
right.
anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon. We could do side bends and
big bottom drives me out of my mind. Why can't I leave her behind?
Where's Jody Shut Up song?
Why don't you just shut up?
Ow! It's so sexy. I love it so much. That's
it is Jody.
That's our little girl. That probably was too scary. That scared the kids away. Now I'm not going to get that parenting award.
I think the mentioning of carpets.
Yeah, and munching.
Sorry. I meant.
Yeah.
Why don't you just shut up?
I meant ankle biters and germ wagons, and I didn't, somehow. Okay.
Let's move on.
I'll be over here in the penalty box. I didn't mean, okay. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, I'm a good dog mom. I'm my dog's mom.
Sure.
Bonnie and Clyde. They're so cute. Okay, this is why I feed them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because they're not like my children. They are my children. I think that's where the whole real food movement and pet food came from, because people don't think they're like your family.
Right.
They are your family. But a Nature's Blend, raw, freeze-dried. It has turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, all the superfoods that you would eat or feed your family. Nature's Blend, freeze-dried, raw, shelf-stable, not messy. It's not that one, you know the one I mean, in a pouch. And then you got to put it in the freezer, and then it defrosts, and then it expires, and then you got to open the, cut the pouch, and then it glong. No. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, freeze-dried, all the nutrients packed in, but dry to the touch, shelf-stable, pantry-safe for you. 54% off right now in a free bag of Tilly's Treasures.
Hey, Tilly!
Well, go right to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Buongiorno. I'm Fabio. And I'm very interested in
Stephanie Miller.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs is the new chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She won a two-year term by unanimous vote yesterday. The panel oversees Wisconsin's election process, which is run by clerks at the local level. Wisconsin small business owners say they're worried about proposed cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Krissa Ostenzo owns an optometry clinic with her husband in Ladysmith. She says the premium cap from recent adjustments put health insurance within people's reach.
We always just had to encourage our employees to get health insurance and try to pay them enough to do it. And it really wasn't until the 8% that we succeeded in that. And they started all having health insurance.
The temporary ACA premium caps are due to expire at the end of next year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison police chief is asking gun owners, please lock up your weapons. It was a violent weekend here in the capital city, with three separate shootings, more than a dozen people hurt, and one person killed. Police Chief Sean Barnes says the people getting these guns are often stealing them from lawful gun owners.
A lot of people who are into criminality, they are stealing their guns or are getting them from people who are not being responsible with them. Cars make horrible gun safes.
Often the police department even has lock boxes for the people who need one. And it's officially summer break from school in Madison, but nearly a third of the district's students rely on school for meals. But the summer meal program ensures kids won't go hungry just because school is out. For students who qualify for free and reduced lunch, there are free meals available at nearly 30 schools and community locations. 31% of the district's students qualify for free or reduced lunch. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and 73. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday, warmer with a high near 86. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday night, a low of 66, and more storms Thursday.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, On the Road with Jane and Todd is underway. We will be talking to Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau and so much more. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
He's planning are only for migrants. So yes, I'm worried about me, but I'm only as much as I'm worried about all of us. And he's another good point. If every election is a new opportunity for him to go to prison, do you think he allows us to have new elections? I mean, if those are the stakes, if winning the election is his plan to stay out of prison, mm-hmm. what happens in that election if and when he does not win it?
Right.
I'm excited because I'll be in the same, I'll be in the same camp with her. Obviously, we'll be in the, what's that preacher guy call it?
I figured a way out. A way to get rid of all the lesbians and queers. Build a great big large fence.
From in my heart I am glorious.
Put all the lesbians in there.
There's a lot of work to be done.
Do the same thing with the queers and the homosexuals.
Preventing multiplication.
You know why they can't reproduce?
We'll still have to feed everyone.
Fly over and drop some food.
We're gonna lock all you electric lesbians through. And make the fences higher.
50 or 100 mile long.
We're gonna trap all you with electric fences too. It's all here in our flyer.
Great big large fence.
Home, home, home.
And have that fence electrified till they can't get out.
Oh. Maybe sharks.
Yeah, maybe sharks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What a way to celebrate Pride Month.
You know what? I'm gonna guess that's gonna push Rachel to even higher heights. Because as you know, I take credit for her success because when she had to do the radio events with me and read questions from the audience, which mostly were Stephanie signed my ass after this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to motivate her to, keep Trump out of office even more because she'll be stuck with me.
Doesn't Rachel
and the electric lesbians. They'll be like, oh, my God, I missed you so much. Since the beginning of radio, we get to spend more time together. Isn't that great?
Doesn't she have a garden? I think she has a garden at her
I think she does.
Farmhouse. So she has a skill that's useful in
there
the lesbian zoo.
I have no skills. I have no useful skills of any kind.
And she can make drinks.
I'll be there for
the
jokes.
That's true. She's a
mixologist.
Uh-huh.
That'll be fun.
And what can you do?
Look at me looking forward to fascism. Great, I'll get to see Rachel Moore. What?
And what can you do?
Nothing. I can do nothing. I am seriously, people in radio, we're qualified for nothing.
You can make black rice stir fry.
No, I am not qualified to do anything in life. Okay, Joy Reid derided Samuel Alito as someone who was more like a right-wing cable host than a judge. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She said he doesn't care. Who knows that he wants to make the country into a Christian nationalist ethno-state or whatever it is he thinks he would create under this Handmaid's Tale vision. He doesn't care if people know that he takes lavish vacations. The right doesn't care. We know Alito was essentially a Fox host on the court. Thank you.
Yeah.
And she said he's going to try to overthrow Brown versus the Board of Education.
Yeah.
Which I would not be.
Definitely.
So we have the tape. Of course, the Alitos were caught on tape saying, because everything is out loud now, right? By the way, can I just say the whole both sides do it? So Fox News, of course, doesn't report on the massive corruption of Alito and Clarence Thomas. They mentioned Ketanji Brown Jackson getting Beyonce tickets.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, does Beyonce have business before the court? And the answer is no. No, Beyonce doesn't have any, right? So, $1,000, whatever the tickets are,
like $4,000,
right? Compared to the $4 million Clarence Thomas has taken directly from people with business in front of the court. Same with Alito and his stupid fishing trip or whatever. So what? She's in the agency.
Disclosed it.
Thank you. We're all in the Bayhive. All right, JoJo from Jurors and Charlie Pierce coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Mad Men and Whose Line Is It Anyway, actor Joel Murray. And Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles joins me to discuss Summerfest and fibs.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.